Good morning, Packers fans. Happy game day. It's Packers Daily here on Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels, getting ready for Thursday night football. The Packers taking on the Arizona Cardinals in prime time tonight. Going to be a hot time in the old town tonight. Going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, the narrative all week has really been, both locally and nationally, has been about the Packers and what they're dealing with on the injury front or the COVID front, but I mean, obviously news overnight that J.J. Watt is being shut down for the season. We already knew he was declared out for this game. DeAndre Hopkins has not practiced all week. He is questionable for tonight. You would suspect he'll probably play, but you never really know. So it's not like Arizona's coming into this six guns a-blazing on the health front. They do get Chandler Jones back, which obviously that's a problem because that man can rush the quarterback. But the Packers, I like their chances tonight. I know, you know, everyone's going to talk about Devontae being out and what have you, but I really do. I really, really like their chances. I think defensively they're in for a bit of a rough one. There's no doubt about it. But if they can possess the football on offense, possibly steal a possession at some point, either through a turnover or maybe a surprise onside, give Aaron Rodgers another shot with the ball to score some points, I think they can squeak out a victory. But that's why they play the games, and that's why we'll be tuning in. Good morning to see everybody. Look at everybody here mixing it up in the comment section already. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. Hopkins may be out. That makes me feel better about our chances. I mean, every little bit helps, right? No doubt about it. Got to win regardless, though. Got to come to play. Why would they risk Hopkins for no reason? Because ultimately, if they believe they are the team they think they are, this game could have very serious implications in playoff seeding. Would you rather play in your nice, controlled environment in a dome stadium in January, or would you rather play at Lambeau Field as an away team? You do the math. Great transplants last night. Love Tremont. Thanks so much, Jill. Thanks for tuning in. Tremont was amazing. I love that man. He's an all-time Packer great. If you missed it, it is up on the YouTube channel. Make sure you check it out. Tremont Williams definitely carries the G. Kevin, thanks for the super chat. If Love flourishes next year, can you remind Big Cat that we'll have two J-Lo's thriving without A-Rod? Wow, Kevin. You went deep on that one. I will most certainly shoot him a text. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. C. Jones about to hit Newman Wall, unmovable. No, that's the Nyman Wall. There you go. I thought you said the Newman Wall. The Newman Wall's not quite a wall, but yes. Well, that would mean that Josh would have to play a tackle, so we'll see. Tremont's backup was nice, but this is a close second. Yes, this is akin to the palatial estate that Tremont was joining us from last night. It's Thursday. I'm in love. I get it, Matt. I get it. Any game day is Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I'm in. I'm all in. That stash is going to be able to hold extra beer for you, man. Yeah, well, they win tonight. It's going to be around for a while more. Kind of crazy. Kind of crazy. I love it. What else we got? Michael, thanks for the super chat. Really hoping Murray doesn't run all over this defense. It's a legit concern. No doubt about it. I mean, maybe the combination of Jalen Smith and Devondre Campbell can at least limit some of the damage he does with his legs. But yeah, it's a legit concern, especially when they go spread, they run everybody off. Got to have eyes on the quarterback, which makes it that much harder to cover those guys running things off. No doubt. There are a multitude of ways they can hit you, and his legs are definitely one of them. Keith, thanks for the super chat. Which matchups are the most critical tonight for us with so many starters being out? Well, that's interesting because, I mean, starters out on both sides of the ball and for both teams, I think it really comes down to play style. And, you know, I've talked about it all week. I think the Packers have to run the ball. I mean, that's no different than most weeks for me. But I think this is a game where they want to kind of take the air out of the game. Now, I don't think they will, but I think, you know, the offensive line has got to do work in both the run and the pass. I think it's going to be interesting to see how they line up. I suspect they'll probably come out with the same line they had last week with Patrick at center. But regardless, this is a defense with Arizona that really does like to play a ton of single high safety, and they like to blitz gaps. Somewhat indiscriminately. I'm sure there's somewhere of some rhyme or reason, but they really do like to send pressure on early downs to try and clog up running lanes. The thing is if you can hit them just, you know, in the right blitz, what have you, if say they're coming on your right side and you hit them to the left and there's a gap and you're gone, you can really gash this defense on the ground. And I think Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon can have a game if Matt and Aaron commit to running the football. Outside of that, as I mentioned, single high safeties normally would let you know that you're probably going to try and take a few shots downfield with either Devontae or MVS, but there's a really good chance both of those guys are still, you know, on the sideline or at home for this game. So I'm interested to see if, because of the nature of the defense the Cardinals like to play, who do they put out on the perimeter? Is it Aaron Jones? We saw that last year against the Atlanta Falcons when, you know, he went vertical to both Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones in the passing game. Maybe they do that again. Maybe they have A.J. Dillon on a wheel route and my head explodes. But to me, that's a big part of it, is staying ahead of the sticks, obviously, but committing and sticking with the run game against a defense that is going to get you behind the line of scrimmage a couple times, because that is the nature of what they do with their aggressive blitz packages. But you can also hit them if you get them in the right look. And if there's a quarterback who's better suited, you know, to kind of being able to figure out what the defense is going to do pre-snap and adjusting, it's Aaron Rodgers. You know, there's nobody better in the league. So to me, that is a big, big, big part of this game. Just make sure I don't miss any super chats. Jason, thanks for the super chat. Nagler, the interview with Tremont last night was great. In some alternate reality, I wonder now what the NFC Championship game goes if King is ruled out and Tremont starts. That is something I'm now going to wrestle with for the rest of my life. Yes, it's kind of crazy that he dropped that last night, but it was disheartening, to say the least. No doubt about it. And thank you for tuning in. William, thanks for the super chat. Take the ball at the coin toss and don't look back. Packers are going to win. That's what I'm talking about, William. You tell him. You stunt on him. Aiden, thanks for the super chat. Schneidman made it sound like he expects 12 back. I don't doubt he does. I'm sure there are a lot of people both on the beat and in town and maybe with the franchise that do expect 12 back. I'm very much in the camp. I think Andrew Brandt put it best. You know, they're being cordial. They're all professionals, but this is the last dance. That's where I'm at. Maybe Matt has some deep insight and or information from 12 or somebody in the building that we aren't privy to. But like I said, I tend to think Ryan's going to move on after this year. Timbo Slice, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hope we win so you can say maybe we are just better. So hope we win so can say maybe we are just better. Maybe the Packers are just better. I mean, it ain't like they've been crushing people over there in Arizona. Obviously, they crushed Houston because Houston's terrible. But, you know, the only reason they beat the Vikings is because the Vikings missed a kick. The only reason they beat the Rams is because the Rams gave them the ball three times on turnovers. You know, so the Packers, they're a pretty good team. I'm not saying they're going to go down there and just crush them, but I like their chances. They're a pretty good team. They got a pretty good quarterback, last I checked. Surprise onside to begin the game, Jonathan. I've been saying it all week. I love that idea. I'm all in. Steal a possession. There's probably no way in hell Matt goes that route, but, man, I love that idea. Vintage Randall Cobb tonight. Absolutely. Let's just hope it's better, you know, developments for Randall in Arizona this time around rather than, you know, when he caught that big pass down the side left sideline where it ended up not even counting due to a penalty and he, you know, ruptured a lung because of the mic pack from NFL Films. That's the last thing we need. George, thanks for the super chat. Four words, run the damn ball. From your super chat to Matt LaFleur's ears. That's what I'm talking about. Damon, thank you for the super chat. Tyler Murray, run. We'll take the chances. Go, Pack, go. I don't know, man. I have a hard time being so cavalier about Kyler Murray running the football because he will gash you and he will hurt you. He'll make plays. Now, you know, obviously they'll have a plan for it, but everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Cobb is vintage. Nice, Brandy. Accidental Hero. How you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. Tremont sitting in the NFC Championship game. Was that Pettin's call? Murray didn't look special at all against the Vikes. Carry the G. You would have to ask Mike Pettin, Matt LaFleur, etc. No idea whose call that would be. I mean, most likely a collection. I think Pettin and Gray and the whole triumvirate, but I'd have to ask them. Don't think Cobb won't be wearing any mic ever again. NFL is lucky he didn't sue. Yeah, he said after afterwards that he'll never wear a mic again. Can Jeff Janis play tonight, Justin? Give the man a call. I think he's, what is he, balancing tires now? I don't know what he's doing. Does Bakhtiari travel with the team, but Z, why does Bakhtiari travel with the team, but Z doesn't? That's a very interesting question. You know, Bakhtiari is on PUP and Z is on IR, which are very different things. However, Z probably could choose to travel if he wanted to. Some guys don't. And it's tough, man. Like, if you talk to any NFL player who has a significant injury and is on IR, even if it's the possibility of coming back at some point, it's a tough mental kind of place to live because you can't contribute. You know, you're not in meetings, you're in rehab, but you're not at practice, you're not doing the lift with the guys, etc. You feel really kind of apart and separated from the team. So I do think, you know, it's hard for me to sit here and say, like, well, obviously it's because Dave is like friends with people and he loves the team and Z is a loner iconoclast and just doesn't want anything to do with it. I mean, I know that's probably how it appears on the outside, but there are way too many kind of levels to that as far as just talk to any NFL player who's been out for a significant amount of time and been unable to help their team. And guys handle it in different ways. And if Z doesn't want to travel, totally get it. Absolutely. And don't forget, he's got a back injury. You know, maybe it's as simple as he doesn't want to get on a plane and fly wherever. I wouldn't begrudge him that. Hell, I don't want to do it. And I'm just dealing with like normal old man back pain. I can't imagine after having back surgery. So many, many levels there. Nightman, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Is it too late to sign Raji? We need a receiver. I like where your head's at. Red zone weapon, BJ Raji. I'm down. EQ, two TDs tonight. God, say that five times fast. Tommy, EQ, two TDs tonight. I'm calling it. I like it. I'm talking. I'm listening. I love it. Let's go. Come on, EQ. Robin, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Big game from EQ tonight. You see, Robin's with you, Tommy. There we go. The EQ love is rolling. If MVS released from IR, would that have to happen today for him to play tonight? Yes, 100%. Most likely this morning, if it's going to happen. Roberto, thanks for the super chat. Keep five at the line of scrimmage. Safeties low. Roberto, they can go deep, though. I don't know, man. You want A.J. Green one-on-one with, I don't know, Stokes or Kevin King up the sideline? I don't know, dude. Not sure I agree with your police work there. Like the post, y'all. Yeah, thanks, Paul. Like the post, y'all. I like it. What else we got? Big Dog gets a TUD tonight. Take that to the bank and smoke it. All right, the bank might ask why I'm smoking the deposit, but I like it. I like the idea. Pound the rock. Todd knows what's up. Todd is on it. Want to get crazy? Chris Blair breakout game. All right, Big B. Just Big B. Okay, I love you, buddy. But just slow. If it's going to be a breakout game for anyone, for some down the depth chart kind of dude, they're going to bring up Juwan Winfrey, and they're going to let him go ham on folks. Come on now. ZJ, thanks for the super chat. Nags, are unvaccinated players the only players to be deemed as close contacts in the NFL? Tough to believe no one else was a close contact to Adams. No, I'm sure there's lots of other guys who are deemed close contacts, but if they're vaccinated, it doesn't matter. Those are the protocol. And I don't even want to start a whole fucking thing about vaccinations, masks, whatever. These are the protocols that the NFL and the NFLPA agreed to. And away they go. And Lazard knew that, and he chose to be unvaccinated. And now he's got to quarantine for 5 days and then have a negative test. Two negative tests, I believe. That's the gig. That's what his union agreed to these terms. That's it. Was Winfrey really that impressive in training camp? Yes. We're talking about football, no masks yet. Todd, I'm trying, buddy. I'm trying. Jones, Tunyon, Jones, Dylan, TD. Bob, there you go. I'll send that to Corey and tell him to have it loaded up on his Twitter account. I love it. We have the number 5 defense. It's a mistake to underestimate us. Wyndon, that's fair. That's fair. I would say there's always, you know, ways you can manipulate the ranking of a defense into, you know, what's the scoring defense? What's the red zone defense? We know that's been pretty atrocious up until last week. There are a lot of elements there. And yes, they have played well. They have played solid football. But Arizona can move the ball. They're really good, and they've done it at a high level against a lot of different teams, including the Rams, who run this system. And they run it with Aaron Donald and have really lots of talent all over the board. You know, they have Jalen Ramsey. Unlike the Packers, will be down Jair Alexander, etc. So I agree with you. I hear you. They are better on defense than most people probably give them credit for. But, top five defense, doesn't really mean much once the football gets snapped. Aiden, thanks for the super chat. Thanks for keeping football football. God bless. I do what I can, man. Do what I can. Any inkling on when we get an update on Z's possible return? Popeye's beef, I wouldn't expect until late in the season, if at all. I mean, I'm talking December run to the playoffs kind of thing. Now, if it happens before then, happy development, great surprise, but I would be very surprised. I think it's definitely, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen late December, early January. I know it's random, but I like it when you do live chats outside. Man, I haven't done that in a while. I don't know. I'm going to be in town for a few games this year, so I'm sure I'll get a few in at some point. Thanks for the note. Signed, Tom Cradtree. Dennis, didn't you see his Twitter account? He had negotiations with the Packers. But, you know, the fact that he is still many-year retired tub of goo probably precluded the contract being signed. No more trap games, just anomaly games now. Steven, that is one way to put it. I like it. If we go to the Super Bowl, and when do you think Rodgers stays then? That's not Richard. That's not English, but I think I understand what you're saying. No, I don't. I think they still trade Aaron. Old school Nagler and Pete out in the snow before home games. Jason, that was the time of my life. That was a ball. I miss hanging out with Pete, miss talking to him, doing those Facebook lives we used to do on the beat before games. Tons of fun. Pete is one of the real ones. I love him. I love the Tremont interview and hope he's right about A-Rod rising to the occasion. Becky, I'm with you. I mean, he's right. How many times have we seen Aaron really dial in because he's kind of down a weapon or two and really get efficient with the football? I hope that's the case tonight because they really need him to. Got to move the ball. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Can't tonight. We're just a couple of dudes being guys. Sure. Why not? In fact, what's funny is that because I'm now doing watch parties from home, traditionally most Sundays, obviously I have my girls here, so I'm kind of confined to my bedroom. But tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be out here in the living room. Daddy's got a place to himself. I'm going to tear this place apart. I'm going to change it all around. And I am just going to be living life large in my living room. In my own living room. It's going to be amazing. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Excited to see Rashawn kill it tonight. That's what I'm talking about. Bring it. Jose is out here with Packers by 20. Woo, baby. It's a little rich for my blood, but I like it. I like where your head's at. It's going to be a late one in London. Ooh, Peter, you ain't lying. Godspeed, my friend. Lots of tea. Put the kettle on. It's going to be a good time. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. With the 2009 playoff loss and the double Hail Mary to Janis loss, Rodgers will play with a chip on his shoulder. Five TDs, five touchdowns. People got Packers winning by 20. Rodgers throwing five touchdowns. I like it. Hey, let's just win the game. I don't care if it's 17-14. I don't care if it's 21-23. I just want a W. I don't care what it looks like. Ain't no style points. Just get the win. Sean, thanks for the super chat. Like 12, I'm starting to see the twinkle in my eye. Real football is starting. Go Pack, go. I love it. DLM, love you too, buddy. Can't thank you guys enough. I'm going to have to get going. Thank you so much. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. We'll see you tonight with the watch party. Packers taking on the Cardinals. We'll be starting live at 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you then. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.